Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Today we're looking at part two of our article, Speed is the New Black.
This is a TV show on Discovery about some talented car mechanics who work in the classic car studio.
They specialize in repairing and fixing up classic cars, so older models,and getting them ready for the road.
We've already seen how, on one episode, they put together an old kit car.
Yeah, their client's father had given up on it, but the mechanics got it sorted so he could take it out for a drive.
Both the client and her father were really happy with what the classic car studios did.
Yeah, so let's see what they get up to in another episode and what challenges they'll face on Speed is the New Black. Let's read through the article.
Reading.
Speed is the New Black.The studio's next repair is for James, a regular customer who buys a couple of classic cars every month. This time, he brings in a 1965 Ford Mustang that's seen better days. James wants Noah to transform it into a racing machine while adding some modern features like air conditioning. Noah's crew members discover they're in for a tough time.Upon inspecting the Mustang, they see its structure is damaged and the inside of the car is empty. Plus, there's no motor under the hood. The mechanics insert a powerful new engine, find new seats, and straighten the frame of the car. However, James keeps complicating their work by mailing in car parts that don't fit. At the last minute,He even changes his mind about the paint job, but Noah convinces him it's too late. When the work is done, Noah meets James at a local racetrack to show him the car. James is thrilled with the results. To Noah's amazement, James even loves the paint color. To celebrate, James and Noah take the car for a few laps around the track.To see more of the studio's magical work, check out Speed is the New Black on Discovery Channel this May.
So day two of the article starts by saying, the studio's next repair is for James, a regular customer who buys a couple of classic cars every month. Now we normally think of a couple of things as two things,But in casual use, in conversation, it could mean two, could mean three, maybe even one or four.
Okay.
It's not always an exactly two every time. It can vary.
Okay, 我们看到这个片语 a couple of 什么东西，我们比方说有几个，注意到它是有几个，因为呢，通常我们看到 couple 这个字，你可能就觉得，只有两个人了。但是呢，注意到我们这个在说话里面的用法来说，当我们讲 a couple of， 其实它就好像 some， 它是指几个。注意到它不是只有两个，它可能是一个是三个是四个。注意到这个特别的用法。So what does James want this time?
The article says this time he brings in a 1965 Ford Mustang that's seen better days. Now this phrase, to have seen better days, is today's shortcut for you phrase. So let's take a look at our video to see what it means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Nice jacket.
Oh, this old thing? Well, it's seen better days.
Seen better days? The weather is nice today.
If something has seen better days, it is old and in bad condition.
Gotcha. To have seen better days is 风光不再
That's right. This thing has seen better days. About 20 years ago, I'd say.
Why don't you get a new one?
I could, but I like this one. Besides, Would a new one see better days than this one in the end?
Yeah, I guess you have a point.
So if something has seen better days, it's no longer in as good a condition as it was before. It was better then, now it's a little bit old, needs fixing, needs a new paint job, whatever.
Okay, so back to the article, we see that James wants Noah to transform it into a racing machine, while adding some modern features like air conditioning.
Wow, sounds like a pretty big job. It is indeed. He needs it to be transformed. And if you transform one thing into another thing, you change it in some way, either in its shape, its purpose, its function, and so on. Now, usually when we use transform something into something, we mean the changes aren't going to be just little ones. We mean they will be quite significant, quite big.
Okay, transform 这个动词呢，就是表示变形的意思。比方说像电影 Transformer， 你知道这些变形金刚，所以你就知道 transform 这个改变呢，其实是很大的改变了。那我们这边看到它的用法呢，是 transform A into B。Okay， 改变就是呢将 A 变成 B。特别呢，我们常常指的外观或是它的特性。那改变呢，你当然也可以使用 change 这个字 ，change 比较简单哦。但 transform 的改变呢，会更大、更显著。好比呢，毛毛虫变成蝴蝶这样子，完全不同的感觉。If you think this sounds an easy task you will run. Okay, we see in this article that Noah's crew members discover they are in for a tough time upon inspecting the Mustang.
Yeah, so a Mustang is a very old kind of classic car, but they have a look and they go, oh, this is going to be tough. Now, the adjective tough is being used here to mean difficult or challenging.We can use tough to mean kind of strong and hard to damage, like a tough guy or a tough material, but here we just mean hard. So a tough time is a difficult time. We could also say that English test this morning was really tough.
OK, 所以呢看到这个形容词 tough 呢就表示艰难的棘手的。例如呢我们刚刚派举的例子今天早上的英文考试很难这个时候呢我们就是表示 difficult 或者 hard, 或者是呢像说我们可以说呢这段时间很难熬 tough times, OK, 就表示呢这个很难熬的时间很困难的。那呢也提到了 tough 这个字呢其实它是可以用来形容人或东西比方说我们刚刚说 a tough guy, or tough material, 它呢则是形容这个是很有韧性很强壮不容易被摧毁的。And the mechanics know how tough it will be once they start inspecting the car.
Yes, if you inspect something, you look at it in lots of detail and in a very organized way. So we do this bit thoroughly, and then we move on to the next bit and do that thoroughly,and so on. You inspect something to find out everything about it, including any problems it has, or what exactly has happened. Detectives inspect a crime scene for clues, for example, and people inspect factories to check that all the machines are working properly, and everything is safe and following all of the rules.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 inspect 这个动词呢它就表示检视或者是审查就好像呢 exam 就是呢去看它这样子检查的意思。那我们看到名词 inspection, 比方说呢刚刚 Pat 讲到说呢这个比方说检察官或是侦探呢在检查这个犯罪现场或者是说呢像说工厂哦甚至是学校医院呢都会有这个 inspector, 就是呢这些审查员呢他们来看你的这个医院看你的工厂是不是所有东西都有符合 SOP 符合这个标准程序、哦、那呢我们这个检视的流程审查的过程呢就叫做 inspection. Okay, for example, elevators must undergo an annual safety inspection. Okay, 这些电梯呢都在每一年呢都要检查一次、哦、这个安全的检查。Okay, so they examine the car and what problems do they find?
Well, plenty. Okay, the article says they see its structure is damaged and the inside of the caris empty.
empty.
So here we're talking about the structure. When we're talking about something's structure, we mean the parts of it and how they are all arranged and how they fit together. So in buildings, the structure only means the walls, the floors, the roofs and the ceilings, And it's kind of the same with cars. The car structure will be all the shape of the car, but not the engine and not all of the seating bits and the softer stuff inside.
OK, 所以刚刚 Pat 就解释了这个名词 structure. Structure 这个呢字中文我们就翻译为结构。OK, 所以呢我们看到呢这个课文里面呢就形容说这台车的结构呢怎么样已经坏了 ,damaged, 它已经损坏了。damage 这个字呢这个动词就表示破坏它的意思。所以呢我们在这边是用这个过去分词 PP damaged, 形容呢这个 structure, 这个结构呢已经被损坏了。And yes, as we see, the inside is empty.
Yeah, so there's nothing to sit on, all the pipes and the important things that connect it up are gone. If the structure is damaged, maybe it's all kind of bent like some heavy weight, or if it's been in a crash, something like that. And on top of all of the rest of this, the article explains, plus there's no motor under the hood. Okay, so of course there has to be another bit missing, and in this case it is the motor. Mm-hmm. Now the motor of the car is part of the engine, and it's the part that provides the movement as it burns up the gas you put in the car, and it causes all the other things to move, the wheels to move and so on. Without a motor,the car won't go anywhere. Now, other things have motors as well. Various vehicles, like we've talked about, planes and boats. Some machines will have motors that keeps them going around, like a fan.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, if you think of a fan going around, that needs a motor to turn the electricity into movement. And even robots will have a motor.
Okay.
And also, interestingly, in the UK, the word motor can just mean the whole car.
The whole car?
Yeah, you'd say, I've got a brand new motor means I've got a new car.
Then how do you know it's a car or a bike?
Well, I guess it's just part of UK slang. If someone says, I've got a lovely new motor, they mean car.
Ah, okay.
It's all about context.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 motor 这个名词 motor 这个名词其实就是我们中文说的马达的意思了。那呢这个车子里面没有马达。那马达呢 motor 这个字呢其实呢跟我们这个车子息息相关的。比方说我们说 motorbike, 或者说 motorcycle, 就表示呢这个 bike 是有马达的，表示它是机车不是脚踏车。那刚刚 Pat 也解释呢，在英国他们有说讲 motor 这个字呢其实可以直接指 car, OK, motor 直接就是车子的意思。但是这个句子里面呢我们这边使用到 plus 来开头了。plus 这个这个字呢其实是加上去的意思，比方说 1 plus 1 equals 2, OK, 1加1等于2。但在这边呢我们 plus 其实呢它是一个比较像是副词的作用，它呢是表示而且此外附加说明的用法。比方说呢你可以讲说 in addition to 或是 moreover, 类似这样子的用法，我们在这边 plus 是这样的意思。所以呢他说除了这个车子的 structure 呢它的架构已经坏了，而且呢里面是 empty, 里面是空的，而且还怎么样呢，此外这台车没有马达， there's no motor inside. OK, under the hood.
Yes.
OK, and which part of the car is the hood?
OK, the hood is the bit at the front you lift up to see the engine. I'm going to go into some UK British English again. We call the hood...The bonnet.
Bonnet.
B-O-N-N-E-T. Bonnet. So, hood, bonnet, just the same, but in different countries.
OK, 所以呢 hood 这个字呢其实指的非常简单，就是指引擎盖。引擎盖通常是在前面， OK, the hood is normally at the front.
Yep.
And the truck is at the
trunk,
back.
Yeah, trunk,
not truck. OK,、yeah. trunk is in the back. OK, so what do people call the trunk?
In the UK, yes.
Okay,
yeah, so we've got bonnet at the front.
Yes.
We don't call it the trunk, we call it the boot.
The
B-O-O-T.
Okay.
Like boot on your feet. But that's just how we do. So Americans will say the hood and the trunk. British people will say the bonnet and the boot.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get back to the article. We see that the mechanics insert a powerful new engine, find new seats, and straighten the frame of the car.To straighten something means to put it in a straight line after it's already been bent or twisted, or at least it means put it back to the way it should be.
Ah, okay.
So it's kind of been messed up, you go, there we go, straight again.
OK, 所以呢我们可以先看一下 straight, straight 这个形容词呢就是形容直的，比方说呢我们说 go straight, OK, 你直走。那这边呢我们则是动词哦，我们 straight 后面加上 en, 当我们把形容词呢后面加上 en, 它变成动词呢它就有让它变成怎么样意思，比方说呢这边用的这个 straight, straighten, OK, 就是呢把东西变直弄直，那我们东西可能已经弯曲了所以它把它弄直。那其实呢在刚刚课文里面我们看到另外一个动词哦 insert, insert, insert 就是输入的意思。 除了呢我们把它东西放进去之外呢，像我们电脑，比方说你在打字输入一个文字，这个呢也叫做 insert. Okay, so what do we mean by frame?
Well, the frame is like our bones, the bit on the inside that the other things can be attached to or put on top of. A frame needs to be solid and stable so it can hold up the weight of all the other stuff, and the frame also gives it the right shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, frame 这个字呢，它呢就表示这个架构、支架或者是骨架的意思。比方说呢，像是我们人身体里面的骨头，这些骨架呢就叫做 frame， 或者是呢像是建筑物或是车辆里面，像我们这些钢筋水泥啊、柱子这些东西，就是这个房子的 frame。 Okay, this sounds easy enough, but one thing makes the job even tougher. We see that, however, James keeps complicating their work by mailing in car parts that don't fit.
Oh, dear.
So James is complicating things. To complicate something, you make it harder to understand and just generally more difficult because there are more things involved with it. It's related to the adjective complicated. So we'd call a game with a lot of rules complicated because there's a lot to remember.Back to using it as a verb, a teacher could complicate a subject by trying to teach everything at once instead of teaching it in small pieces, one at a time.
OK, 所以呢，这边这个动词哦 ，complicate， 刚刚差点念错了。complicate 这个字呢，它其实呢就是指把什么东西变得复杂的意思。我们可以看到它的形容词，大家呢很常看到 complicated， 就是呢很复杂的。所以呢，它的动词 complicate 就是呢把东西变复杂。那注意到它是一个及物动词，所以我们可以直接把变复杂的东西加在后面。比方说呢，刚刚 Pat 说呢，这个老师把这个课程变得复杂，我们直接把课程加在 complicate 后面，使东西变得复杂。Okay, so James keeps complicating their job. Okay, 我们 keep 这个连缀动词呢，我们这边加上 V-I-N-G, complicating, 它呢就表示持续的意思。所以呢 ,James 他在干嘛呢？他一直把不适合的零件呢送来给这个修车厂，想要加上去。And this isn't all that James does.
No, we see that at the last minute, he even changes his mind about the paint job. But...Noah convinces him it's too late.
Okay.
If you do something at the last minute, you do it when the time is almost up and it's almost too late to make any more changes. Whereas just to change your mind means to want something and then you decide you want something else. Like looking at a menu and thinking, I'll have this. No, this.No, I want that.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh.
Okay, 我们首先看到啊 change your mind, change someone's mind, 就表示呢改变你的心意哦。表示说你本来想选这个，但是你改变心意了，想选别个。那这个 James 呢，他在什么时候改变了他的心意哦 ？At the last minute, 在最后一分钟，这边不是真的指一分钟，而是指最后一刻，在最后快要来不及的时候呢，你才说你要改。那来得及吗 ？Because it's too late. Okay, 已经太晚了，已经是最后一刻来不及。So Noah has to convince him he can change his mind again.
That's right. If you convince somebody or to do something or about something, you use a logical, reasonable argument supported by facts to get someone to agree with you, to change their mind, or to believe you. We generally use it to mean to talk someone into having the same opinion as you do. For example, if I think a movie will be great, butYou're not sure. I need to convince Sam to see it with me. Like, come on, it'll be amazing. Great actors, cool music.
Okay, okay, I'll go then. Pat convinced me. Okay,convince 这个字呢，就是说服的意思，这个动词。那后面呢，我们可以加上一个子句，你说服一个人去做什么事情。比方说，像我们课文这边用法，那呢，你也可以用 of. Okay, he convinced me of going to this movie. Okay, 他呢。说服我 it's a weird sentence, but...
That will be convince you to go.
To go, yes.
Because it's a verb, you could convince someone of someone's innocence.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Convince someone to verb or of a noun.
Yes, yes. Okay, 所以呢我们可以说服人呢说服一个人 to do something, 后面加上动词或是呢 of...什么东西？比方说呢 ，He convinced me of his innocence. Okay, 他使我相信呢，他是无辜的。Of 后面呢，我们可以加上名词。So after Noah and his team finish, we see that when the work is done, no one meets James at a local racetrack to show him the car.
A racetrack is just a special road for racing cars on.
Okay, track 这个字呢是轨道的意思，所以呢 racetrack 就是指赛车道。And what happens then?
We see that James is thrilled with the results. If you're thrilled with something, you're really happy with the way things have turned out.We can also use it to mean a little amazed, but the main feeling we communicate is feeling really pleased with a result.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到这个形容词 thrilled, 所以呢你说 be thrilled with something, 就是呢对这件事情感到很兴奋很开心甚至是呢很满意。We also see that to Noah's amazement, James even loves the paint color.
Yeah, that's surprising after he kept changing his mind. Then, to celebrate, James and Noah take the car for a few laps round the track.Sounds fun.
Yes. The article finishes by saying, to see more of the studio's magical work, check out Speed is the New Black on Discovery Channel this May.
That brings us to the end of the article. So let's go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, what was the last thing you repaired?And how did you fix it?
Okay, I just repaired the shower.
Okay.
Yeah, because the tube attached to it was broken.
Oh.
Yeah, so the water is coming from, like, wrong places.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I have to wear the shower like a scarf so the water will...
Okay. Yeah. I just take my clothes off and get in there.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, and I just go to the local shop and get the tube, replace it.
Wow, you did all that. You didn't call a professional to help you. You just, nah, I'll do it.
No, I called my dad.
Oh, okay, yeah. I would probably have done something similar to that. Dad always knows how to fix that stuff. Well, we are out of time right now. Thanks for watching, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
See you next time. Bye.
Speed is the new black. The studio's next repair is for James.A regular customer who buys a couple of classic cars every month. This time, he brings in a 1965 Ford Mustang that's seen better days. James wants Noah to transform it into a racing machine while adding some modern features like air conditioning. Noah's crew members discover they're in for a tough time upon inspecting the Mustang.They see its structure is damaged, and the inside of the car is empty. Plus, there's no motor under the hood. The mechanics insert a powerful new engine, find new seats, and straighten the frame of the car. However, James keeps complicating their work by mailing in car parts that don't fit. At the last minute, he even changes his mind about the paint job.But Noah convinces him it's too late. When the work is done, Noah meets James at a local racetrack to show him the car. James is thrilled with the results. To Noah's amazement, James even loves the paint color. To celebrate, James and Noah take the car for a few laps around the track. To see more of the studio's magical work, check out Speed is a New Black.On Discovery Channel this May.
Vocabulary Review. Tough. Taking care of the zoo animals can be a tough job, but to Harry, it's worth it. Inspect.The police carefully inspected the items found at the crime scene. Structure. This building has been badly damaged. Only half of its structure is still standing. Motor. When the toy plane's motor died during its flight, it started falling back toward the ground.Complicate. This formal language complicates your message. Why don't you just keep it simple? Convince. after Stella's violin teacher convinced her to try a new method, her playing improved.